Denise Smith is with Friends of Northern Lake Champlain, a local nonprofit that's trying to improve the water quality of Missisquoi Bay in northwest Vermont by working with local farmers. Her group uses two gauges on the Rock River as part of a multi-year project to assess the effectiveness of phosphorus control efforts.
And so we have a really good baseline of data right now in terms of what's going into what's happening in between those two gauge, those monitoring stations. And if we lose funding and those gauges are no longer there, then it basically kills the project because you lose your scientific measurement tool.
Smith's concern is shared up and down the New York and Vermont side of the Lake Champlain watershed. In Vermont alone, 10 gauges could go dark on September 30th with the end of the federal fiscal year.
It's just the most foolish thing to be doing, honestly.
Marty Illick is executive director of the Lewis Creek Association, a watershed group that's focused on water quality issues further south on Lake Champlain. She says the gauges are essential for educating the public about how much phosphorus runs off the land and into the water.
What we're finding when we do our outreach to people and municipalities, we find that they want to see real numbers.
The number to keep in mind with stream gauges is that each device costs about $15,000 a year to maintain. The U.S. Geological Survey has been paying about half the cost of many of the gauges. Other entities, such as the state of Vermont and the federally funded Lake Champlain Basin Program, have been picking up the other half. Bill Howland is executive director of the Basin Program. His organization is reluctant to keep paying for the 10 gauges now scheduled to be shut down at the end of next month.
Federal or international funds and turn them around to give them back to a federal agency, it's not something we can defend for very long.
Howland points out that the gauges serve as an early warning system for floods in addition to providing basic data for pollution control. Environmental Conservation Commissioner David Mears says it's unlikely the state will come up with all the money to run the equipment.
Keep in mind, this is a federal obligation and federal agencies depend upon this information as well as much as the state. So I don't imagine there's going to be a circumstance in which the state steps in and just takes over these stream gauges.
Automatic federal budget cuts, known as the sequester, have further reduced U.S. Geological Survey funds for the stream gauges. A USGS official said he's working this week with staff members of the Vermont Congressional Delegation to come up with funding options. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.